Morning show at East Coast, number 087-77-11-103. Those headlines in the paper today. Stew lazy vegans. Healy Ray blasts meat dodgers as work shy and hungry. Denny Healy Ray made mincemeat out of vegans and vegetarians yesterday when he blasted them for never doing a decent day's work. And I was saying that I haven't eaten meat in years. So I'm here enjoying my hobby this morning on the program. Anyway, let's get a reaction to these comments from a meat dodger and a lazy layabout. That is Sandra Higgins from Go Vegan World. Hiya, Sandra.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Well, you know, here we are, 25 past 10, you're up out of bed. That's a good start, anyway, to your day of leisure. it's funny, some people think we shouldn't be talking about the Healy Rays because they've got interesting views that some people don't agree with. But anyway, everybody's, point of view is relevant to us to discuss, I suppose. So what do you think of the latest?
Well, you know, I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. I look after 165 animals at our vegan sanctuary every day. I run Go Vegan World almost single-handedly and haven't eaten an animal product for about 11 years.
Right. And why did you not eat? It's the way of the world, isn't it, that since the beginning, people go out and hunt the animal further down what they call the food chain?
Well, just because we've done something for a long time doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. There's a lots of things that we've done for a long time, you know, including oppression of other races, oppression and violence of women and children. The fact that we did them for a long time didn't make them right. So the reason I don't eat animal products is because I'm vegan. And there's a lot of public confusion about veganism. People confuse it with their diet. But actually, veganism is a way of living that manifests the belief that it's wrong to use and kill other animals. And one aspect of it is that we don't use and kill them for food. So that aspect of it relates to diet. And of course, in turn, that relates to a lesser extent, human health, but to a very large extent, climate change. But basically, it's a non-violent way of living, just a very fair way of living that doesn't exploit other animals.
Now, the Taoiseach is talking about that particular one, reducing his carbon footprint, and there seems to be a movement towards it that people are going to eat less meat, it seems, and former President Mary Robinson is an advocate as well. Do you see the trend, and do you feel in any way sorry for the farming families who depend on people eating meat for their income?
It was great. Mary Robinson's statements went a lot further than Leo Varadkar's in that even though she is not vegan herself, her goal is veganism. As I said, there's a big difference between veganism as a moral issue and how we eat, which is in itself a moral issue, but just a subsection of veganism. Certainly, Leo Varadkar's comments are to be welcomed, and they're to be welcomed because they acknowledge the link between how we eat and the destruction of our environment, in particular animal agriculture and climate change. He shows a gross misunderstanding in that he underestimated the effect of a change in diet in comparison to what he drives. And the science is overwhelming that what we eat has a much greater impact on the environment than the whole of the transport sector together. And while it's very easy for us to change how we eat, it's not always easy for people to change their travel. So somebody in his position has to travel a lot. So I do agree with him that an electric car is a move in the right direction. But what he doesn't seem to realise, and he should for a man in his position, is that what's on his plate is having a far greater effect. So you've asked me, do I feel sorry for farmers? What I feel sorry for is that farmers themselves are being sold the myth that animal foods are necessary and that animal farming is necessary. It's not necessary. It's immoral. But people are saying, you know, that they're saying that the reaction at the moment is that Leo Varadkar is hurting the beef farmers. Nobody's talking about the way that we're hurting the cows. We deliberately breed and slaughter billions of land animals every year and trillions of fishes. Nobody's talking about the harm that we're causing them, and we need to talk about it.
Don't we need to transition, though, in a fair way. You can't just say, no, stop, good luck, and cause devastation that way. It has to be incremental, this. Now, the speed might be up for discussion, might be too slow or too fast, but people have to be on board. It's like changing the peace factories down in Eden Derry. You can't just put them all out. You have to have some notice and retrain people and move them along to something else.
Well, every man, woman and child, if you talk about bottom-up change at the level of the individual, if you take Leo Varadkar as an individual, we can all eat a plant diet immediately. And we can gradually eliminate other forms of animal use from our lives. So that'll have a dual impact of respecting other animals, and it'll have a major impact on climate change and environmental destruction. From a top-down approach, we need to subsidise farmers so that they can stop farming other animals and transition to plant agriculture. They need to be supported and helped to do this.
Yeah.
That change, that might not take place immediately, but nobody's talking about doing it at all.
What'll happen to all the cows and the sheep and the pigs and the hens and everybody?
The thing is that they don't exist at the moment naturally. They're artificially bred by us. So when the demand for animal foods and animal clothing and animals used in research and entertainment, when that demand goes down, we will stop breeding them. So the number will follow the demand. And at the moment, we're still trying to increase our dairy herd. Even if you take Leo Varadkar's comments, he said he was trying to reduce red flesh. He didn't mention dairy, and all he did was swap one animal for another. That's not going to cut it for climate change. It's not going to cut it for environmental destruction as a result of animal agriculture, and it certainly does nothing for animal rights.
Do you think you're making a difference?
We at Go Vegan World, we're definitely making a very big difference. When I first ran this campaign 3.5 years ago, people in Ireland couldn't pronounce the word vegan, and they shared the same strange view of veganism, vegans that I had before I went vegan. I didn't understand the rationale of it, but people do understand it now. It's very important to correct the misunderstanding that veganism is a diet. It's not. It's a way of living that respects that other animals feel as we do, and they value their lives, and it's wrong to use and kill them. But there's a huge awareness now that wasn't there three and a half years ago. And even the, as I said, a diet doesn't equal veganism, but the growing demand for plant foods shows a sea change. And with respect to the farmers, they're going to be left behind if they don't follow this trend.
I remember, though, back in the 1970s, and I bring up this, and it seems bizarre talking about it, but I'm sure you'll accept the point. In the 70s, there was a book, actually, that said that even plants can appreciate if they're in danger in some way. I don't know if they got a nervous system or whatever, but this particular author in this book that was well read at the time said, you know, the plants are equally hurt about being cut down, slaughtered, used for food as animals are.
That's untrue. Animals have a central nervous system the same as humans. They have all the senses that we have: taste, touch, smell. They have a brain. And anybody that, you know, that has a dog or a cat in the house, you know, you can see that they avoid danger, that they suffer, and that they don't want to be in pain. And you can see that they value their lives and they don't want to die. Now, you know, everybody has vegetables in their kitchen of one form or another. A tomato or a carrot or an onion doesn't do that. Even if you see them in the ground, they don't do that. They are alive and they're responsive to light and what have you. They're not sentient in the way that we are. Other animals are sentient in the way that we are. They feel as we do. And furthermore, it is absolutely right to respect plants. It's right to respect everything, even inanimate objects like buildings or stones. But if people really want to respect plants, well, they need to look at the ratio of plants that vegans consume versus the ratio of plants that non-vegans consume. It takes about 15 times more plants to produce a calorie of protein from animal foods than it does if we were to eat those plants directly.
How do you get your B12, by the way?
Well, B12 is an interesting one. Everyone over 50, whether they're vegan or not, is recommended to take a B12 supplement or to eat food that's fortified with B12. Now, B12 is no longer in the bodies or diets of other animals because it's been denatured out of the soil. So their diets are supplemented with B12. So that's how people who eat animal foods get their B12, from secondary supplementation of animal foods. I personally get it because I consume a lot of plant milk, which is fortified with B12. And for anyone who's worried about it, there are very cheap, convenient supplements that are suitable for vegans. Just take one a day. It's a very easy way to avoid, to make sure that you have all the nutrients you need and that you're not killing other animals.
Right, so help the farmers to change. They will find other ways of feeding their family in two ways, having the money to and having the product to. And
absolutely.
We leave Deputy Healy Ray with his notion that you don't work hard. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good to talk to you, Sandra. Thanks for your time. Good morning.
Bye
to you.
Bye.
Thank you. That's Sandra Higgins there from Go Vegan World. So if you have any comments about that, and if you're going to change or you're inspired to change, let us know. 087 77 11 103.